Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves by bringing you the best in money information. And that's on the docket for this hour of Money Power. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to join in the conversation. 844-729-7469. Got a pressing money type question. You can also email me, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. A lot on the agenda. Morningstar versus the Wall Street Journal. Boy, the Journal did a terrible piece outing Morningstar. They didn't get it all right on this star ratings thing, but they got enough of it right to where you should know that if you're getting pitched five-star funds because my fund's better than your fund, that's a game that's played in the securities and the financial planning industry. And it has really, there's no rationale that one would sell their four-star or three-star fund to buy a five-star fund. The article titled "The Morningstar Mirage" appeared on October 25th, 2017. I will get to that in a little bit. Hopefully, I got a really, really busy show today. I also mentioned to my TV viewing audience an article you might want to read. I don't know if I can get to all of it, but Joshua Brown wrote "No Talent." And what he was talking about are the individuals, and they're coming out of the woodwork right now like crazy, that are predicting a crash. Very, very, very smart people, well-read, predicting a market crash within the next 12 months or perhaps sooner. And they can cite all kinds of reasons, from North Korea to Russia to the debt to, I mean, pick a problem. Plenty of them out there. But by the way, these same people have been predicting that crash for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So how much credibility do they have? Will they be right this time? Market's back 350-400%. Did you really leave that much on the table? Remember, we had a 57% decline peak to trough in the market. A 60% decline requires, what, 150%+ to get you back to even? We've had double that or more. So we've gotten back all that we've lost and then some if we were patient. So I might get a chance to talk about that. But I start today with this, and it's all related. The dangers of investing complacency. Cliff Stanton wrote about this. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray program, and I've spoken on this subject publicly and on this program several times. Being complacent is perhaps one of the worst things you can do, and one of the best things you can do? Seriously? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I loved his analogy, a very interesting analogy. Here's how he started this particular article. Quote, "Recently I was hiking with my family in the mountains a couple of hours west of Denver. During the hike, we were crossing a stream. And in my attempt to help my daughter across, I slipped and came down hard on a pile of rocks. Upon inspection, it was only a surface level injury, something I could easily patch up with my first aid kit, which was in my car about 5 miles away. I was prepared in that I had thought to purchase a first aid kit and obviously bring it to the location, but failed to actually put the kit in my backpack. Preparation without full implementation isn't particularly useful." Now, isn't that true? Now, there's another story in the news that makes this point once again, to be prepared. I don't know if you heard this story in the news. Maybe you guys heard about these two women and a dog. They're on a boat. They had a struck with some typhoon. I don't know. I just heard about the story in the news. Some typhoon strikes and their engines die and they are stranded out to sea. It's almost like a movie. I'll bet it will be a movie. For 5 months. And they were just found and they look healthy as can be. They look great. Now, the first question I had was, you can't drink salt water and you need water to live and you're going to die whether you have water or not over 5 months. They had provisions, dried food, and they had a water purifier. So in one instance, had they not had the food and the water purifier, maybe they could have caught fish and eaten them raw or whatever, but the water, that purifier saved their lives. They were prepared. Okay, so what's the point? The point is when we are complacent in our financial planning, when we are complacent in our retirement planning, we may talk a lot about having provisions such as providing for long-term health care, a real, real problem. And I'm not just talking about paying for health care costs post-retirement. I'm talking about paying for facilities, home care, and so forth. We beat it to death on this program. I don't know, to be honest with you, because I read all the emails, and there's still a lot of people procrastinating that decision. They talk about it like putting the first aid kit in their backpack, but they don't bring it on the backpacking excursion with them. That's dumb. It's dumb to talk about it, get all these proposals, talk to 15, 20 different people, and do nothing. Procrastination. It is a serious problem in retirement planning. Now, 8 years have passed since the stock market bottomed out. And of course, all of these people are now coming out of the woodwork because here's what they've said. U.S. equities have annualized between 16.6% for large companies and 18.6% for mid-sized companies over the last 8 years. We're well overdue for a crash or a correction. Well, that may be true, but by the same token, I look at this and I say, well, yeah, but if you get out of the market, remember what it takes to recover from a big decline. And when you get out, you've got to also know when to get back in. And if you look at every market crash in history, usually within the next several months, you see a massive amount of recovery. That even if you miss getting in by a few months, and you will, I can assure you, you will, because it's extremely volatile. You may see the markets go up 10, 20, 30% in a couple months, and they drop 15%. You say, I'm just going to wait this out. until things stabilize. By the time they stabilize, you've already cashed in your losses. You ain't getting that money back. But I mentioned that it takes about 150-160% recovery from a 60% decline. And it takes, obviously, 100% recovery for a 50% decline. And it takes a 33% recovery for a 25% decline just to get back to even. So many times we talk about the best way to win in investing is to keep from losing. And the best way to do that is to have a diversified equity portfolio that you can just simply leave alone. Now, if I'm talking to younger people, millennials and so forth, and we're discussing your retirement funds, not your emergency funds, those are two entirely different accounts, and never the twain shall meet. You don't use your emergency money to invest in the stock market, and you don't use your stock market money to cover emergencies. Now, I know someone may say, well, I can always margin my stock account. If you're filthy rich, that might work. But for most average people, nah, because if you need too much of that emergency money at a time when the market crashes, you're in deep soup here. So you cannot be complacent when it comes to managing your money. What to do about all this? Stick around. That's why I'm here. It's the Ray Lucia Show, back in a flash. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to talk. Emails at raylucia.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
416-5533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I left you hanging last segment here on what you should do if, in fact, these pundits that are predicting the market's going to crash are actually correct. Now, they're going to be correct someday, right? Little history lesson first, though. Since 1926, the U.S. stock market has crashed just 9 times. I mean, maybe somebody may say 9 times is a lot. Since 1926? Come on. Like 90 years? 9 times? One every 10 years. There were no stock market crashes at all in the 50s or the 90s. So we may be getting through this decade without a crash at all. There was one in the 1980s that took only a few weeks to stabilize. The 1930s and the 1970s accounted for a lot of the crashes in this tally. In the 2000s, there were 2 back-to-back crashes within 7 years of each other. And as I said, there's been no crash so far this decade. Now, I can tell you that the 2000 and the 2008 crashes were monstrous. They were very, very harmful. Now, as I mentioned before, it doesn't take much talent to actually predict a crash because we can all do that and be 100% right because it's going to happen. But you know what else is going to happen? Stocks are going to go up 3 out of 4 years. Now, it doesn't happen consecutively, but on average, stocks go up 3 out of 4 years. So the perma bulls always have something to brag about because 3 out of 4 times they're right. And the perma bears have something to brag about because they can say, see, I told you so. So we get into this, what do you do about it? As you know, I have focused my entire adult life on that particular subject. What do you do about it? Well, before the break, I said you don't mix your emergency money with your retirement money. So I'm going to assume for the sake of this discussion that you've got ample resources to take you through a job loss or a health situation or whatever. And you need to discuss that thoroughly with your financial advisor, because managing risk is chapter 1, page 1, verse 1, whatever, in investing 101. But once you get beyond that, I have to pull out my calculator. All right, so here we go. Now I'll do this by giving you some examples. Let's say that you've got $250,000 in your retirement accounts, and you're saving $15,000 a year, and you're 15 years away from retirement, and you're conservative, very conservative investor. Well, here's what we know. We know that there's a 4% rule that tells you with about a 95% degree of certainty, you can take 4% out of your portfolio and you will be fine. What's 4% of $250,000? $10,000. So how would I design the portfolio? And again, you've got to discuss this with your own advisor. But if someone were asking me, I would say, are you aggressive? Are you conservative? Are you faint-hearted? Are you moderate? For the faint-hearted set, someone that's really concerned about the stock market crash, I would say, okay, well, with $250,000, if you were retired today, you would take $10,000 out of that $250,000, right? Right. Okay, great. So let's just pretend you're retired today. How much money do I need to retire on $10,000 for 5 years? And you would say, well, why just 5 years? I'm going to live a lot longer than that. Well, I would pull up my Ibbotson chart that says there's never been a 20-year period in all of history where stocks didn't produce a positive real return for an investor if you left the money alone. So if I can take care of years 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, then the balance of the money can be invested for 20 years and left alone. Now, you can do your own research on this. You can look at rolling 20-year periods of time, and you will see that stocks, by and large, do very well most of the time on a rolling basis. So let's go back. I pull out my calculator. If I want $10,000 a year in payments for 5 years, assuming I can earn 2% on my money, it's about $50,000. So if I were talking to that individual 15 years away from retirement who was pretty faint-hearted about the market, I would say take $50,000 and leave it in bonds and relatively safe stuff and take $200,000 and put it in the riskier, better potential stock and real estate bucket, if you will. And then as you continue to save, you can use that same proportion. What is that, 20%? So 20% of your money would go into safety stuff, and 80% of your money would go into risky stuff. And you'd redo that calculation with your advisor every year to make sure that you have an ample amount of time, because next year when you do it, you only have 14 years. Before retirement. The next year, 13 years. And remember, eventually I'd like to get to the point where when I retire, I've got at least 15 to 20 years, if I'm faint-hearted, of income stashed away in a safe place. Now, if I'm a moderate, it might only be 10 years worth of income. If I'm aggressive, it may only be 5 years worth of income. If you go online, I've done this, it's there, and research rolling periods, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, then you can back into what percentage you want to have allocated to stock and then leave it the heck alone. Sometimes you're better off just leaving your money alone and not touching it. Now, that's not being complacent, because you've already taken care of your need for spending. You've got your emergency funds. Hopefully you've got your disability insurance and life insurance and long-term care and other insurances in place. And this is strictly money that's set aside for your retirement. All of a sudden, you've taken the worry out of all of this. You've taken market timing off the table. Now, if you want to index that money, that's up to you. If you want to actively manage that money with a portfolio manager, that's also up to you. What I have found is there are good arguments on both sides of that. That too should be discussed with your financial advisor. But whether it's indexed or actively managed or a combination of the two, which I usually recommend, setting aside that amount of money by using a present value calculation gives you the ability to sit on your stock money, because most of the time, three quarters of the time, you're making darn good money. One quarter of the time, you're losing money. But over long time horizons, you do 7, 8, 9, 10% compounded. And that's how you solve the problem. The pundits are incorrect.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Dave Clark 5. Glad all over. That's me. I'm glad you're here, folks. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails coming up in just a bit. Just got one in from, who was it, Cindy. We'll get to that momentarily. Also, Frank. I know I didn't get to you last hour, Frank. I will get to you this hour. RayLucia.com. RayLucia.com. Well, there was somewhat of a scathing report in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago. An article titled The Morning Star Mirage. Folks, I can't tell you, in nearly 40 years of doing this, many of those years, Morning Star, right by my side as a broker, and with all of this data, they're a phenomenal company, with all of this data, and they do a terrific job, they really do, on X-raying portfolios and telling you how much is in small cap versus large cap, domestic, international, and you get to look at dividend yields and fees. And I mean, it's just a plethora of information. And I'm so glad that they're here. But the Wall Street Journal did a very extensive study, although they're taking some heat from it, especially from the folks at Morningstar, on the star rating system. And how ineffective it is in helping you pick mutual funds. Well, we've known this for well over a decade now. These studies have been done in the past. And Robert Hubscher, hope I'm saying that right. I've read his stuff before. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's a really, really smart propeller head on Advisor Perspectives, wrote about this. Anyway, here's what he had to say. The Journal, as in the Wall Street Journal, central claims were that a high percentage of top-rated five-star funds don't maintain their top ratings over time, but that achieving that five-star rating attracts significant flows from investors. Okay, now I can speak to that for hours, seriously, because it does happen. You see, in the brokerage business, there's a game that's played. It's called My Fund is Better Than Your Fund. And I will tell you, that's usually played by the less sophisticated advisors. It may be played by hucksters that are just trying to get you to move your money. And they come in and they say, well, let me take a look at your funds. And you show them your list of mutual funds. And you see this, ugh. You got this fund? That one sucks. That's a two-star. Look, there's a one-star. There's a three-star. I can get you all five-star funds. Now, if you're a five-star general, that means you must be better than a four, three, two, or a one, right? So therefore, we're already psychologically, we've adapted to this star rating system. Now, therefore, when someone shows us a five-star fund, we jump on it like there's no tomorrow. Why? The reason why is because five-star funds have performed, past tense, better than fours, threes, twos, and ones. And therefore, that is the rub. Let me read on from Mr. Hubscher. The performance deterioration of top-rated funds has been known as far back as 1999 in a study by several people. I don't need to get into that. The fact that asset flows follow top-rated funds was also documented in 2001. So all of this is not new information. But, he goes on, the core issue is whether Morningstar's star ratings are a reliable guide for investors and advisors. On this point, Morningstar has consistently maintained that its ratings are moderately predictive of future performance and are a starting point for future research. To their credit, they have said, don't make your entire decision based on this. But nobody reads that part. Nobody looks at that disclaimer. They're looking at that beautiful five stars above the fund's name, or right beside its logo, right? And the broker is very quick to point that out. And who wouldn't want to be with a winning manager? Given the modest claims Morningstar makes and has made with regard to its star ratings, its response to the Wall Street Journal's claims is a sound defense. If it's a battle words over the semantic issue of the meaning of moderately predictive power, Morningstar is the victor. Why? I'll tell you why. The average probability of improvement over all five categories was 50.6%, barely better than flipping your nickel in the air. In other words, you got a 50-50 chance. If you replace your four-star fund with a five-star fund, there's basically a 50-50 shot between from one fund to the next of one doing better or worse than the other. But yet there's a lot of oxygen that is exhausted in this quest to play my fund is better than your fund. What about the Morningstar analyst ratings? I have some personal experience with this since many, many years ago I partnered with Morningstar on investment portfolios where we used their analysts' picks. And the partnership went on for about 3 or 4 years, and I found that A, their analyst picks were no better than analyst picks that I could get from anywhere or the picks from my own in-house people. So with all of their resources, I didn't find their analyst. And by the way, this is not a slam on Morningstar's analyst. This is kind of a slam on all of them. Did not find them to be predictive in any way, shape, or form. But that doesn't matter what I found. What did the ratings services in the Wall Street Journal find? Morningstar makes stronger claims about the predictive power of its analyst rating than its star ratings. It describes them as forward-looking. Well, that would make sense. In 2014, Hoopshire, I think that's his name, did their own study as the first vintage of analyst ratings and published their findings in an article, A First Look at Morningstar Analyst Ratings. They used similar methodology to the study they did on their star ratings, but asked slightly different questions. Is a random chosen fund based on analyst ratings likely to have a greater alpha or excess return than a randomly chosen fund based on the expense ratio? In other words, how does a strategy of selecting funds based on analysts' ratings compare to the naive strategy of just selecting funds based purely on expense ratios? What were the results? Our results showed that the analyst ratings had little predictive power when compared to selecting funds based on expense ratio. Indeed, an advisor would be better off selecting the lowest cost funds than selecting gold funds based either on alpha or excess return. They were being a little facetious and tongue-in-cheek there with the gold fund comment, but the point is well taken. And we've talked about this before. My feeling is this. These are all services that you can subscribe to or your advisor can subscribe to. And as I mentioned, when analyzing the top firms, Few, if any, use Morningstar rating services to pick funds. Many of them either have their own in-house money management or subscribe to ETF and indexing strategies or use tax-managed approaches, high active share approaches, the approach of selecting managers with low fees and high ownership, and they use diversification strategies to help minimize the volatility. All of that is important. All of that is worth paying for. If they are not doing that, then perhaps just simply buying an index fund makes the most sense. They're cheap. You can get them almost free. And so if your advisor isn't adding that extra value, and if the mutual fund manager isn't providing that extra value, again, of tax management, high active share, low fee, high ownership, international diversification, etc., then you may be better off just doing the passive thing on your own and not paying anybody to help you. It's not what I would recommend, because I have found, as other studies have found, that that advisor can add significant value. But that's my thought for the day.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 7723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This just in, wine is going through its deepest drop in more than 50 years. The output culprit looks to be weather, they say. I thought it would be the fires, but they're talking about the weather in Spain and Italy, where there are other wines that come in. But I haven't found too many of them that are better than what we get from up in the Napa Valley, Sonoma, and so forth. And our prayers go out to all those people. I know a lot of people. In fact, my real estate partner's daughter lives up there. And I think last time I talked, they were okay. I know I've got some emails in a bunch, so let's get right to it. I think we're going to go to Frank first, because as I recall, Frank needs me to do some calculations. So, yeah, here we go. Frank, my wife and I want to retire at age 65. 5 years from now, with $72,000 per year in net spendable income, our Social Security will amount to about $40,000. Should I buy an annuity for the rest? We have around $500,000 saved. Okay, well, this is a little more complicated than I'd like to get into on the air, but let me take a stab at it. You're $32,000, I got to write this down, $32,000 short, plus taxes. Remember, you said net spendable. So you want like $6,000 a month to spend. That means you're probably going to need, depending on what your deductions are, and depending on the Trump tax bill, $7,000 a month? I don't know. Somewhere in that ballpark. So should you buy an annuity for all of it? I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. You've got $500,000. And what did he say, 5 years from now? Sure. I would definitely consider annuitizing some of that need, call it $40,000 of need to cover the tax bill and all. So out of that $40,000, maybe $20,000 I could cover with a lifetime income annuity. That would more than likely take care of all of your so-called essential expenses. And in that regard, you might consider doing that. I don't know how much of that $500,000 it would exhaust, but probably a good chunk of it. I mean, probably need $350,000, $400,000 by then. So whatever the present value is, 5 years, maybe you need to take half of your money today and buy that annuity. So let's just do that for the sake of discussion. So I take $250,000, I put in a deferred annuity. Let's say I can get 4% on it 5 years from now. $304,000, you can probably take about 6% out. Yeah, that would give you about $20,000 a year. There you have it. The other $250,000 plus whatever other money you're saving. Did he say he was saving? I don't know how much he's saving. But $250,000, let's say he's saving $20,000 a year over 5 years, and he gets 5% on that money. So that, I got to redo my calculation because Curtis screwed up here. I got to blame it on somebody. I can't blame it on my fat finger. With no contribution, you're at 319. If you're saving 20 grand, you're at about $450,000. So that $450,000, if you need, you know, another $15,000-$20,000 a year, great. If you don't, that's great too. So I would say you're in really good shape, and I would consider it on this premise. Either you or your wife have longevity in your family. If either one or both are expected to live beyond the age of 90, go for it. If you both, if your family histories don't look so hot, then I might reconsider that. You've already got an inflation-adjusted income for half of your income needs already, right? So for me, I'm a conservative guy in a lot of different ways. I would do it, but only to the extent that I cover my essential expenses. I'm assuming 80% or so of the income that you need is essential. The other 20% is discretionary. You cover that with your portfolio. Okay, the one I just got in is from Cindy. Ray, love your show. I heard your segment on indexing versus active management. I have some mutual funds that have not beaten the market lately. Should I go to index funds or actively managed funds? Golly, Cindy. You know what? I'd rather be 50% right than 100% wrong, that sort of thing. Let's do both. You know what? And incidentally, you're going to hear this index craze, index. Most all of the money that's being invested that I can see is going into index funds. That makes me a little bit nervous. Now, I've written about this before. I would index my taxable account if I'm going to do both, and I would actively manage my IRAs and my pre-tax accounts, because active management typically spews out more in income taxes on your portfolio. And then what I would do with the actively managed part of this is I would look for managers that have what is called a high active share. How different are they from the index? I would look to managers that have high active share that are more concentrated. In other words, if you index your portfolio, you're going to have 5,000, 2,000 stocks. You're going to have everything, a little bit of everything anyway. But if you go with a portfolio of 25 stocks, that's more concentrated. Of course, it's riskier. It's not as broadly diversified. But you have a chance to generate alpha, a more extensive return. And by the way, in a declining market, the active managers tend to do a little bit better than the indexed funds. And in a stable, non-volatile market like we have right now, last decade or so, it's been really hard to beat the index. So I would definitely do that. I would also subscribe to the lower fee side of the active managed portfolios. And in particular, if the person that's managing the money's life depends on how well they perform. That study that's been done and I've talked about before has created a significant alpha over indexing. And then finally, regardless of which way you go, you want to have some money invested in non-correlating asset classes. Having direct owned real estate, private debt, and talk to your advisor about this, by the way, because this gets way more complicated. But if you and your advisor can come to terms with how you diversify your stock portfolio and your real estate portfolio and your debt portfolio, I think more diversification is better than less. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Tell your friends and neighbors. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio. Yo.